You know, I drove all up last night, man, didn't think I was ever going to get here. Matter of fact, it's one of the first times I had to pull off the side of the interstate and take me a nap. I don't normally do that, but that was better than wrecking. I was all over the road, and everybody was asleep, including myself. And so I decided I'd stop and rest for a minute. And about 5 o'clock, I finally made it in, I think, 4 or 5 o'clock this morning. And when I finally got up and went on, I went over to Brookville, the sale barn today. I like going to the Goodwills and flea markets such as Brookville. And when I came back, I told my dad, and I said, I'm going to bed. I want you to wake me up and where I can get ready. And I asked the Lord when I went to sleep, God, would you help me to have something when I wake up that I may preach tonight? And while I was waking up, amen, I heard these words. Amen. And I got up to read a few chapters before I came. And this is the very first part of scriptures that I read. And the same thing that God woke me up with just a few minutes tonight in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 1. The Bible said, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved if ye keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of about 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remained unto this present. But now listen, but some are fallen asleep. Amen. And, you know, I could read a lot more in this verse chapter here. Amen. But I'd like to try to just preach a few minutes about this. But some are falling asleep. Amen. I asked Brother Jim, I said, could it be that there is some folks sitting on church pews tonight that is in the church, but they are asleep? Amen. I look for the Lord to wake me up. What about it tonight? Amen. Many times I even like I told my dad, you know, wake me up at a certain time that I can get up and get ready to go. Amen. I went to motels and tell the clerk, you know, be sure and wake me up at a certain time. Amen. I've got to get on the road and go. Amen. Hey, I don't want to go to church all of my life and just sit on the pew and be asleep. Amen. I know that folks get tired, and I'm not talking about, amen, a natural tiredness tonight that causes us to pull off to the side of the road for a little while. But I'm talking about a spiritual asleep tonight. Amen. I'm very scary. I'm very, very scared tonight. Amen. That we are burying a lot of our people. Amen. That they had never one time ever heard us say, how wonderful it'd be if you'd just come and go to church with me. Amen. Oh, you're having to preach a few minutes. It won't last long, if you will. Amen. Wake us up, God, is what I'd like to preach about. Wake us up. Amen. I know what a thuza that's in here tonight is probably a little different to preach like this. But for the most part, can I say, I think God ought to send something by and wake us up. Amen. Hey, how long has it been since you had a burden for a soul? Amen. Somebody said, well, you know, I'm saved and my children are saved, and I'm glad for it. And everybody has to get saved like we got saved. Yeah, but you know what? Probably somebody was praying for you. Somebody was fasting and travailing, agonizing and weeping before God for your soul. Wake us up. Amen. I don't want to come all the way through life and then find out, amen, that I just went through the motions and all the time I was asleep. Amen. Oh, you're not going to help me here. tonight, are you? Hey, God have mercy. Listen to what Paul said. This knowing that it's time that we cast off the works of darkness. High time that we awake out of sleep. I'm afraid there's some falling asleep right in the house of God. I'm afraid there's some moms and some dads. Listen to me tonight. Amen. Young folks will only do what older folks do. If the older folks don't want to pray, the younger folks ain't going to pray very much. Amen. If the older folks don't want to be subjected to the pastor, the younger folks won't. Come on, hit me now. Hey, God have mercy. You are our examples. Amen. Amen. Are you awake tonight? Do you hear me tonight? Amen. Do you comprehend what I'm saying? Wake us up, oh God. Don't let us sit here and die. Amen. Hey, God, don't let us sit here and end up falling out and going to hell. Hey, can I say to you tonight, you see, some folks made a difference with me tonight, but you know, we're in a little war, they tell us, that may be a very serious thing before it comes to an end. Hey, no one knows. Nobody knows. Amen. But we do know this much. It ain't a matter, amen, whether or not it's going to happen or not. It's just a matter of when it's going to happen. Amen. We're in trouble all across the country. Our nation, our churches, we need a spiritual awakening in 1999. Hey, wouldn't it be wonderful if God would save somebody? Amen. If God would touch somebody every time we had service. I mean, that's the key of the service, ain't it? That somebody gets saved. Somebody get the Holy Ghost. Somebody got healed by the power of God. How much faith, amen, building is it when somebody stands up and says, last night, while the church were praying, God came by, healed my body, and tonight I'm whole. Hey, that's faith building. I mean, Sunday, our little girl was so sick. You know, she wouldn't eat. She wouldn't drink. She was real sick. You know, mother wanted to carry to the doctor, and I said, wait, let's just wait. You know what? God can do all things. Amen. I said, just wait. We got to church, had Sunday night service. Amen. They'd walk back there in the nursery with her. Couldn't get her to drink or anything. One of the older sisters in the church hollered out when we dismissed, said, you think we ought to pray for the baby? Amen. I thought it'd probably be a good idea. Amen. We laid hands on that baby in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And Lord, help me tonight. If I never get out of this platform alive, time we walked from the church to the house, the baby was in the floor playing. Amen. Got already ready. Amen. Drink the bottle. God is still on the throne. I say, wake us up, God. I say, wake us up. Amen. It's still there. I said, we still have access. If we could just get woke up to believe that Jesus said, all things are possible. What would you like for the Lord to do for you? I like for him to wake me up. Wake me up. Hey, you ever get this feeling? I mean, hey, man, don't look at me strange. Hey, everybody else done got in, and I'm just kind of picking up the fragments. Great Lord. Hey, man, don't look at me strange. Hey, man, Brother Jim, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if the Lord would just move? Hey, you know what I've been asking? Let me just tell you what's on my heart. You know what I've been asking God for a number of days, Sister Collins? That God would save the most unusualest person in the town. Wouldn't it be wonderful? I mean, I like to see God convert somebody. I'm not talking about praying 15 minutes and getting up and not coming back, but I'm talking about praying through until heaven comes down, drives the devil out of their life, their mind, their soul. And God comes in at the next service. They're back here early, waiting for more of God. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I mean, hey, I'd like to see an unusual person get saved. Oh, he'll never get saved. He'll never get saved. They'll never get that guy in the church house. He drinks from daylight to dark. Yeah. But I believe if we could get woke up, come on, hit me now. Now, Brother Mike wasn't saying anything bad towards his wife all ago, but what he was saying was, it makes a difference. Amen. When you have a little problem, you have to pray, and you know it's your prayers that's going to stand between life and death for somebody. You'll learn how to pray pretty quick. Come on now. My dad said on the hills of Kentucky, even when World War II, and you know in those wars, he said mothers would be on the side of the hill praying, "Oh God, don't let my boy die in the foreign field. Oh God, bring Junior back home. Oh God, don't let him die. Amen, way over there. Amen, but you know what? Amen, you drive down the road. Why, man, it caused this place to go to pieces. If you drive down the road, hear somebody hollering out praying. I mean, people, they're just crazy. Huh? They think you had some kind of fit or something that you was taking. How much better would it be? My dad's told me about some people here in town that every evening, he said, you could set your clock by them. Every evening at 4. Every evening at 5, whatever the time was, you'd hear them raise their windows up and they'd go to calling out to God. Hey, boys, let me tell you something. You can have all the entertainment you want, but unless the presence of God comes by and touches hearts and lives, amen, great God, we're not going to have nothing but just a continuation of services. Can you say, amen? We need the Holy Ghost to wake us up. Hey, I shouldn't have to pump and prime you. A pastor ought not have to sing 25 songs to get the church to stand up and worship God. It ought to be our duties to magnify Him and honor Him and reverence Him. Can you say amen tonight? Why, when I was a child, just 30 years ago, at the old Gobbler's Knob, amen, I remember when they used to sing a song from the back of the house. Amen. And I don't want to get too far out of order here, but Sister Collins, they'd sing something from the back. Amen. And time it got to the front, old Sister Mamie Asher, amen, be over here on the left. Amen, with her old high heels. I call them old women's shoes. Amen, over there. Amen, she be cutting a shine. Amen, she be doing a circle. Come on, I seen her walk through the rain, through the snow. I seen her go and her family wouldn't go. Amen, great God. It didn't take all night to have church. Amen, the presence of God. Amen, saturated that place. I'm afraid, brothers and sisters, you all agree with me. But when we get 3 on this side up and ready to have revival, we got 3 on this side ready to backslide and quit. Come on. When we get 4 over here ready to have a Holy Ghost breakout, we got 4 over here that's got a little boy and got a little girl that's got a little boyfriend or girlfriend, and they're fussing and families are having feuds over little boyfriend and girlfriend's ordeals. Come on, help me here. Hey God, every time, amen, you have revival, amen, folks will take off and won't even come to revival. Oh, every time you have revival, they got to work long. Oh, I just can't get off of work. How'd you go to Gatlinburg the other week? How'd you go to the Smoky Mountains the other week? Come on, help me now. Amen. How'd you go to Florida the other week? I'll tell you how. Amen. You wanted to go, and that was your first priority. Amen, brother. If we ever needed the Lord, we need Him right now to come by. Can you say, thank God, have mercy. Wake us up, God. I'm afraid we're asleep. I'm afraid we're asleep. This bunch over here is having revival. This bunch over here is pouting. You can't pout and shout at the same time. So let's help me preach a few more minutes. Hey, wake us up. I wonder what it'd be like, amen, if everybody could get in unity, harmony, in one accord, in one place. I don't feel like it. Have you ever noticed, folks? Amen. About 8:30, 9 o'clock in the church. Yeah, I just can't hardly stay awake. I wish this thing would hurry up. Right when I thought I had to go, they want to take all night to have church. soon as the bell rings, though, and man, all of a sudden that sleep disappears. Talk for half the night. Come on. Go to Frisch's and sit for 2 solid hours. Oh, you ain't going to help me preach tonight, are you? That's all right. Amen. I'll grind this corn by myself if I have to. Hey, God. I say me. I'd like for God to wake me up. Hey, amen. I'd like to get in harmony. Boys, I'm going to tell y'all something. I've been pastoring for nearly 10 years. And I was thinking just yesterday, there's some things that I wish I'd have done different while I sat here at the Highway of Holiness. Yes, sir. I wish I'd had a little more, amen, concern. A little bit more, amen, desire. A little more spark. Come on, help me now. Amen. We sit here and don't expect the pastor, amen, to feed us like a bird waiting for a worm to go in his mouth. And we won't even do anything ourselves. Hey, how much better would it be if every one of us could get in harmony together? Right now, biggest part of y'all looking at your watch in your mind. I mean, you know, you gotta get home. What for? They told me that's where you go. Well, you ain't got nowhere else to go. Woo! Somebody said I'm tired. Tired of what? Amen. Hey, Lord, I'd like to see God wake us up. Hey, why, my land's alive. Somebody said they had a move of God in one place, boys. Amen. That the fire department pulled up out in the front of the churchyard. Amen. And said, I don't know what's going on, but we had a report that there's smoke coming out of the top of the building. And they said that the house was on fire. And we come down to see about the fire. Amen. Thank God have mercy. I tell you right now, they'd be awful disappointed in most churches if they come up looking for fire. Unless it's fire from where somebody just chewed out their best sister. Oh, Lord. Amen. We don't believe in cussing. We just believe in blessing them. Go to Walmart in a few days. Don't divorce me because you can't go shopping tomorrow. Come on, help me now. Woo! You ain't helping me preach, but you're training your children. They're following in your steps. Hey, are you helping me? Maybe I'm not doing anything, but I feel like I need to tell you something here. Hey, we're not mighty careful. We're training up our children to be just like us. We want to take off Saturday night, watch the late show. We take off. One lady told me, she said, my soap opera comes on right when the radio program's on, and said I have to turn the preaching off to keep up with my soap. My brother, we are in trouble. Of course, I know there ain't none of you ever watch soap operas. Great God, have mercy. Holler, amen, hallelujah, or something. Hey, God, amen. Oh, you ain't coming. You'll get so wrapped up in that soap, you'll be turning prayer requests for John. Amen. Who in the world's John? Well, that's Katie's wife as the world turns. Hey, God, have mercy. Are you hitting me now? Hey, wake us up, God. I said, wake us up. We need revival. Hey, it's your children that's out on the lost tonight. You sit around fuss and feud and argue and debate. You won't let 20 years be 20 years ago. You want to live in the past and not in the present. You're not like Paul said, forget those things that are behind me. Press toward the mark. Let's go on to higher ground. We want to sit and fuss and argue. Bring up old dead things that's been buried for 15 years and keep bringing it up. Hey, do you believe in forgiveness? If you do, why in the world don't you forgive and forget about it? Woo! God help tonight. Amen. We're not going to have no revival. We ain't going to have no revival. Amen. When you can't even get the church people to agree on stuff. One man backslid out of the church because they built a new building. Had board meetings. Had a board meeting agreed on building a new church. Brother Mike, Brother Barker. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. They agreed on building the church. But because the plans
got 6 inches off, bigger than what they originally agreed on. He backslid and quit the church. Amen. Died shortly afterwards and went to hell. Missed heaven by 6 inches. Can you imagine that? You say we don't need the Lord to wake us up. I think we need to wake up tonight. Hey, you go home. You sit there like me. Amen. Eat 4 boxes of popcorn. Amen. Drink a gallon of Gatorade. Come on, help me now while I preach. Hey, God have mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. And we go down there to pray. And we say a little old prayer. Lord, I thank you. Amen. Well, Lord, I can't pray much tonight, but I'll make it up tomorrow night. Come on, you'll never make up yesterday. It's gone. It's history. I've got some people in eternity. If I could call back a day or two, I'd call their lives back, and I'd go give them one more warning. But it's too late now. They're gone. They're already there. They've been there for a long time, and they don't like where they're at. But there ain't nothing I can do about it now. So sad. Why don't we understand? You ain't getting by just because you're shouting and speaking in tongues. Oh, man, that must be God. One lady said the other night, she said, you know, I told him I was just next to FBI when it comes to seeing things. God just shows the pastor sometimes some things that people don't even know they're a million miles around. I seen some things, and I went right straight to him and told him. Amen. From the pulpit. You know what their reply was? When I come down to church, I cry. I can still feel God. It don't matter if you smoke a joint every now and then just so you can cry. Yeah. Anybody can cry. Amen. Yeah. Disappointed with their guilt. Come on, help me now. And the guilt so bad they want to put it off on something else. Come on, help me now. Oh, man, I'd like, Brother Six, I'd like to see a complete shake-up, wouldn't you? I mean, I'd like for somebody to get the can't help it so bad. Amen. If you just say, excuse me, sir. Amen. Excuse me, dear Brother Jim. Sorry that I stepped in front of you, but something's eating on me. I just got to get over here closer to the fire. Come on now. Hey, don't you think, Sister Collins, that the little lady had the issue of blood? Amen. She probably pushed this one aside. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Amen. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Pardon me. Thank you. Amen. Excuse me. Excuse me, God, please. I got an appointment here. I got to get down here to a certain place. I got to be sure to be there. I can't let this opportunity pass. He may never come by again. I got to get there when Jesus passes by. Well, Zacchaeus probably had to do a lot of things. Him being little, he decided to climb up in the sycamore tree. Amen. Get up there where Jesus could see. Amen. Jesus, Lord, what are you doing tonight? Try to bring revival to the church. Huh? Oh, go ahead and rebuke me. That's fine. Oh, praise God. We're having a move of God. It's just having a tear down. Yeah, it looks like it. It sure does. Amen. Every time you turn around, you read another obituary column. So-and-so died. How did they die? Well, they got tired of living. He got tired of living. He just took a rope and hung himself. Little old gentleman, 83 years old the other night, because the town was going to vote him out of his position. Amen. He went out in his garage and took a rope and put it around his neck and hung himself at 80-some years old. How ridiculous over just a little position in a one-horse town. Great Lord. I went to the Fran Nelson funeral home not long ago. A young man couldn't find a job, so he took a pistol and blowed his head off. Amen. That's not the end of the world. Great God, have mercy. Are you helping me here? Amen. Great God, wake us up, Lord. I said, wake us up. We need a waking, my lads. I said, we need a wake. Hey, you don't need God as much tonight if the sun's shining, you think. But wait till the rain starts to fall. Sister Burns, a few weeks ago, you needed the Lord. Hey, man, I mean, we need Him every day. Don't misunderstand me. But, brother, you need Him when you're laying there and your fever's raging and your life's hanging between life and death. Come on, help me here just a few more minutes. Huh? Oh, if we could just get people to wake up. Why, hey, how awesome would it be? Amen. If 30, 40 minutes before the regular service, the men folks was over here in this prayer room, and they was a rattling those walls. Even when the saints start coming in for service. You know what our attitude? Oh, that's that old early service. I just hate it. I wish they'd cut that early service out. You ain't got one old... Excuse me, Lord. Amen. I better be careful where I'm at here. Amen. Amen. So, I might as well say it. Y'all done got suspicion. Amen. One might say, yeah. If they didn't have that early service at the highway, we'd have time to fellowship. Great Lord, have mercy. Fellowship so much now. Amen. You got everything on your mind. Amen. You talked about everything but God. Amen. Help me right here for a minute. Amen. You know about everybody's problems. Hey, the best that you can do is know the least about other folks' problems and pray to keep yourself clean, holy, and righteous before God, and pray God will help your neighbor. Do just the same. Huh?
Don't take long, girls. You get to talking about this and talking about that, and your mind's off. And you know, you got to have intercession. It's a habit. Just a habit. Every time we take prayer requests, you got to go to the bathroom. It hits the same time every night at the same time. You got to go to the bathroom. You get thirsty the same time every night when you're in church. Only when you're in church. At home, amen, it don't matter. Some folks come to my church and 15 minutes after there, they got to go to the bathroom. Amen, 35 minutes after that, they got to go to the bathroom again. Another hour after that, amen, at the church last 2 hours, they got to go to the bathroom again. I ask them, how in the world are you ever asleep?
Are you listening?
Amen. Hey, we need to wake up. Amen. Hey man, we need waking up. Well, Mike, you was at my meeting this year. You know the Holy Ghost was moving in that service. That girl got up, didn't she? Well, you remember? And I called her down. She got up. Holy Ghost was saturating that place. I mean, it was just a quiver. Mother Southern had just got done preaching, and it was a service. I mean, it was just. I mean, you're afraid to move. You're afraid God might kill somebody. And somebody got up, and she didn't mean it. She didn't mean nothing about it. She was just doing what her mom and them said. Amen. When she did, I snapped my finger real loud at her and told her to sit down. Well, they got mad. They got embarrassed, really. Well, all I was trying to do, man, we need a move of God. We need awakening. And if God's going to pass by, if He's going to be so kind to pass by, why on God's great earth can't we be still for an hour or two and just see what God might do for us? And, hey, you just think it's nothing right now, but you wait till the phone rings in the middle of the night and it says Junior just got killed. You'll have a different story about life. Amen. You'll have a different story. When they call and say, your boy just got drowned at the lake. Amen. We want you to come down and identify the body. You'll have a different... You won't sleep good. You won't eat right. You won't rest good. I'm telling you, right now it's a picnic. But wait till the phone rings. The most deadliest dread I have is when my phone rings at 3 o'clock in the morning. I know it's tragedy on the other end. Amen. When that phone rang the other morning, 5 o'clock, and they're screaming, amen, so-and-so just been murdered. Amen, my heart fell. Amen. Ooh, Lord. Amen, I might have told you, I've been going so much. Amen, but that young man, 22 years old, was playing a game kind of like Russian roulette. It wasn't Russian roulette, but it was one of those games so similar to it. You put one bullet in, you spin it, and you hand it to your partner, and you let him put the gun to your head, and he pulls the trigger. And if it don't go off, then he takes the gun and puts it to their head and pulls the trigger. Only thing, they forgot to take all the bullets out. And it was a .357 Magnum, and it was fully loaded. Even when he set it down on top of his head at the age of 22 years old, drunk in a drunken party the other night, amen, the gun went off and blowed itself into all eternity. Amen, mother screamer. I went to the funeral to help preach the funeral, amen, with 400 young folks there, amen, I did my best to tell them, this is not the model that we're to follow after. This is not a role model for American youth. You need to follow after Jesus. I said, this thing is of the devil. The devil come to steal, to kill and destroy. Don't follow like that. And I'd like to say this, sir, it won't matter till you get that call.
A few weeks ago when I came up to Hamilton, my daddy and them don't even know it. I left home, drove straight to Hamilton. Amen. I stopped in Hamilton, and the Spirit of the Lord said, go home. I didn't even go see my daddy right here in Hamilton. I turned around and drove straight back to the house. When I got there, just in time, phone was ringing. said, Junior just died. Junior just died. I went to see his mother. Amen. And his mother was walking backwards across to the floor with these words. Wouldn't have God, I could have died for Junior. Wouldn't have God, I could have died for Junior. My son Junior. Wouldn't have God, I could have died for you. My son Junior. I wouldn't have God, I could have died. What's the matter? He died. He's dead. I found him dead at 42. Amen. They said last night, she said, only thing she says now, I just wish Junior would have prayed. I just wish Junior would have prayed. You young people sit here, amen, and you think you're going to be some kind of old maid because you ain't got a boyfriend and you're 13 and ain't even dried behind the ear. Come on, help me here now. You think it's a joke. You think it's a laughing matter. Amen. All the time you may be in the grave before you ever think about getting married. Amen. Get your priorities straight. Get your life in order with God. And God will dance that perfect person right by. Amen. You won't be sitting somewhere 10 years from now, amen, with three babies and a handful of tears, wondering where I make mistake at. Are you here? Am I preaching right, folks? Come on here. Amen. Wake us up, God. I said, wake us up, God, before we perish. Amen. I say again, it would be so much better. Oh, you say I'm not just emotional until you get mad. Oh, I don't make much noise. Not till you don't have your way, mother. Then you have a tendency to slam doors when you change rooms. Now, none of you ladies probably ever let the door slip out of your hand on purpose and it hit kind of loud when you walked out. Amen. Amen. What was it, Brother Collins? Me and you was in Briscoe, and Brother Hill said that him and his wife had a little argument for 3 days. They didn't speak to one another. Said it was just a little argument. And I thought, man, if they didn't speak to one another for 3 days, I'd hate to see a major knockdown. And that little girl said to the other little girl, said, man, said it's kind of been cold over in our house. Yeah. Amen. Little Hill girl said, don't worry about it. It's been cold in our place for a long time. Woo! Hallelujah. Hey, you get off of that stuff when the phone rings. I guarantee you will. It'd be too late then. Amen. Young folks, listen. Hey, this is the greatest opportunity. Hey, Mark over here is not trying to just be some old school teacher from the South that's trying to be mean and hateful. He understands. He's been where you're at. And he wants you to understand, hey, there is higher grounds. The pastor's not just up preaching us, trying to scold us to make us feel like he's trying to show his authority. He's just here because woe is on him if he preaches not the gospel. And he knows the effects of sins and the aftermath of sins if people don't pray through. Hey, come on, help me now. Hey, you know, I heard Brother L.D. Moore say that a certain accident happened. And he said when he went to the casket, he said, I'd have liked to have told him why it happened. But he said, I knew it wouldn't do no good. It wouldn't bring the dead back. I just let it go, he said. Amen. If I hadn't been up there on the lake fishing on Sunday, that baby wouldn't have drowned. Amen. They'd have been in Sunday school. Come on. Hey, how is it that the most of our vacations happens Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we work all the time for ourselves? Amen. Huh? You ain't helping me none tonight, but it's a truth. We need a wake-up. Amen. Your children's in jeopardy tonight. The next time your phone rings, it may be the undertaker. Amen. When the man knocked on the door back there and asked for a certain person in my church, and I said, well, they're right over here. I said, is something I can help you with? And they said, yes, sir, pastor, tell them they need to speak with the coroner at the emergency room. Well, I knew what the coroner was. Amen. I've been around the funeral home enough to know. You go to talk to the coroner, they already dead. They done dead. And so I had to tell that mother, your boy just got killed. Amen. It's too late. Amen. Huh? You ain't helping me none tonight, but I'm telling you, it ought to wake us up. Amen. I read that book, Sinners, Souls First Day in Eternity. You know, it's a pretty good book, but it's interesting how man dies, the soul goes, the preacher preaches the funeral, always blessed he's in heaven. And if he ain't there, ain't nobody there. And all the time the soul's crying out, don't tell him I'm in heaven, tell him I'm in hell. Tell him I missed the mark, tell him I sat on a pew and I'm lost. I'm doomed for all eternity. Hey, I'll tell you right now, folks, it would terrify us if we could look into the eternal world and just get a glimpse of what it's like to fall into the hands of an angry God. Hey, go ahead and fall out with a pastor because he says something you don't like. Amen. Go ahead and fall out with somebody across the aisle because their little boy broke up with your little girl. Come on, help me now. And you have all kinds of fusses and argues and you slaughter one another at home. No, you don't believe in shooting with a gun, but you let your tongue slaughter them. Come on, help me here just a minute. I'm closing. I say in closing, well, God, why don't we thank God for a wake up? We need Him to wake us up. Many have fallen asleep right here tonight. Amen. Our country needs a wake up. As you get me a song ready. Amen. Lord, wake us up. Wake us up, God. Go ahead. Go ahead and laugh at me. Go ahead and think it's a joke. But after a while, it won't be a joke. You wait. You remember the old country boy. Whenever that phone rings and they're dead and gone, and you come up here to the casket. Amen. And I stood at that casket a few days ago, and that mother had to be pulled away. Amen. Her screaming. Oh, God. My son. My son. I went and talked to that mother. And I tried to comfort. I tried my best to get her to understand the reality of life. Amen. And she said the man that killed her son ought to be, you know. And I said, wait a minute. I said, it's sad. It's very sad. But he's got a soul, too. They put that funeral on radio. And as I preached across the airway, I told him, I said, the man that's involved in this killing, I said, he got a soul too. You can criticize him if you want to. But I said, the only thing you can make, two fools met in the same room. That's all you can make out of it. Amen. They need prayer. Amen. You know what that mother said? That mother said, you know, I could shake my son if I could get my hands on him. And I'd say, why in this world would you play him with a gun? Amen. They both was officers. They was both officers in the penitentiary. Amen. Playing with guns. Guards. Amen. Why? 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 Amen. Oh, I wouldn't do nothing like that. How you know? You keep going the way you're going, you'll do things that you wouldn't even dream you'd do. Amen. You say things you didn't think you'd ever say. Sin takes you further than you want to go. Amen. It'll cost you more than you want to pay. And in the end results, it'll keep you longer than you want to stay. Young people, why don't you stand to your feet right now? Come to this altar. Right now, all over the house. Amen. Won't you young folks come on? Amen. Won't dads and moms come on? Amen. Let's pray. Hey, young folks, it's crucial that you get all of God you can. Moms and dads, it's crucial that you get all of God that you can. It's late. It's later than you've ever been. I said it's later than it's ever been.
Now if you're in trouble.
It's late. How late?
It's real late. Everything gone wrong.
Come on, son. Come on, son.
Don't give up the battle.
Come on, son.
Won't last very long.
Come on, son. Come on, son.
Don't ever doubt Jesus.
Come on, Dad.
Let
Come on, friends. Everybody, everybody praying. Everybody seeking God. Everybody travail. Everybody weeping. Everybody mourning. Everybody agonizing. It's late. It's real late. Great God, have mercy. Don't get caught off guard. Don't get caught out of the ark. Don't get caught on the outside. Great God, get on the inside. Get right. Get right. Stay right. Die right. It'll be worth it in the end.
Daddy waits so long. But he knows what's best for you and for me. Just remember he cares. Hold on to the answer. Hold right on, and he will be there. Sometimes it seems so hard. There's so much pain, but there is a reason. Not all in vain. Maybe you can help someone with the load that you bear. Hold on to the answer. Hold right on, and my God will be there. Yes, He will be there when hope is all gone. Although sometimes it seems that he waits so long, but he knows what's best for you and for me. Just remember he cares. sometimes it seems that he waits so long, but he knows what's best for you and for me.